And irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800.
News is playing a part, just like all the other networks are. There are about 5 to 6 major units that control 90% of the major outlets in this country, and they're controlling what the American people think. I think the most important thing we can do with people is convince them the media is controlled and not getting the truth, and they're going to have to start looking for it on their own. Once we can do that, why, they at least they'll begin to think, and maybe they'll begin to listen to what we're saying.
Well, it's just some of them you just can't touch because they've been watching mainstream media so long. I mean, that's their Bible as far as information goes.
You're absolutely right, but all we can do is try. Remember, Jimmy, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. We're to do our best. We're to tell the people if they don't want to hear. That's the Lord's problem, not ours, okay?
Sounds good.
God bless. Thanks so much. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're positioned to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection so we can keep these 60 outlets we have every week and bringing people the truth that they're never going to hear elsewhere. Because certainly many good, excellent programs out there, but I don't think most of them really stress the spiritual aspect of what's going on. And if you don't recognize the spiritual aspect behind these people who want to destroy America, who are transferring our wealth and our jobs overseas, why none of this makes sense? So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We have a great new DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. It's a talk we gave last October on why we have so much disease in America. Why do we have so much diabetes and people with autoimmune disease and people with allergies and asthmas. And why do we have so much more in this country than in other countries? Well, the specter haunting America, I think, is something you really need to see. The other programs we have would be The Secret or The Forbidden Secret, and there's syllabus with that. The talk on the financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. And you must understand that they are intentionally destroying the economy of this nation. It's not that they don't know what to do to remedy the situation. They don't want to remedy the situation. They want to destroy this country and to transfer our wealth to other nations. You say, why would anybody do that? Well, why did we destroy the economy of Zimbabwe and impoverish that nation and drive almost half of the people in Zimbabwe into exile? We installed Robert Mugabe, and of course we did the same thing in South Africa. That whole country is beginning to fall apart today. It's one of the highest rates of murder in the world. Of course, in the process now of killing off the white farmers, they've killed and tortured to death almost 3,000, and the government that's doing that is the one that your State Department installed, and they're going to do to South Africa what they did to Zimbabwe, and what we've done to so many of the other countries in Africa and throughout the world. And people don't understand. It was certainly people within the United States government that brought the communism to China, that brought communism to Russia. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly you need to read the book through, check the facts out. You need to get, of course, Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You need to get our little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. You must understand that we've created the best enemies money could buy. You need to see my interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And so you must understand, we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. After all, how could we have had a war if we hadn't financed our enemy? Just as we're doing that over in Afghanistan today, financing the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Ralph Everson as well. At least we hope so. As somebody actually called me, one of our good listeners and supporters, had asked if we'd put a program on and talk about Albert Pike, who is really one of the key characters in this whole incredible story. He was basically the man who organized the Ku Klux Klan. He was a general in the Confederate Army during the Civil War. But he was deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, he wrote the classic book which of course was the Bible of masonry. Up until recently, it was pretty so obtuse that an awful lot of Masons couldn't understand what it was saying, so they've come up with another, I think it's called Bridge to the Light, something like that. A much easier book, but of course if you read that book, which is given to Masons today, why it does talk about certainly Albert Pike and how really he is the basis of so much of modern day Masonry. If you read his book, I mean, you can read that thing through, and you get lost in the verbiage. I mean, it's about 700 pages, small print, and he just goes on, and he talks about all sorts of incredible things, like, well, the story of what happened in the Garden of Eden, where, of course, the bad God, the angel of darkness, told Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the angel of light came along and told them to go ahead and eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and gave them freedom. And you read that and you say, that's not the way the story went. I mean, how do you understand? He tells the story exactly backwards, where, of course, Lucifer, who is the serpent, was the bad guy, and the recount in Genesis, and it was the Lord, not the angel of darkness, that told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And so very much of what's going on simply is just nothing but confusing. Well, I'm going to simply, I see we're having a little difficulty finding our guest. I'm going to ask that they just keep on trying. My producer could call Barbara and just check on that telephone number to be sure it's correct, although it should be. But hopefully we're going to get Ralph Epperson. Otherwise, it's going to be a long hour, and you're going to have to call in, but have to do open lines. And our telephone number then is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But as you read, Sidney, the Morals and Dogma, which is this book written, I think it was written about 1871. And it was really, of course, to tell people what Masonry is about. And as it goes into all sorts of other religions, and of course how this ties into Christianity, and you're not sure whether he's pushing Christianity or whether he's denying the divinity of Christ. But of course he talks about all the things associated with the other religions in the world, and you really have to have a dictionary and encyclopedia there as you're reading his book. But what is he really saying? At one time, though, he talks about Lucifer being the light. Now, everything is about finding the light. Finding the light. And then on page, I think, 305, something like that, he talks about Lucifer, the light bearer. Doubt it not. Is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. And many people say he's talking about Lucifer being God. Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we hope to have Ralph Epperson on with us this evening. But right now, of course, we are going to be talking about Albert Pike and Masonry, and what do the Masons really believe? And of course, if you study Masonry, why, of course, you're going to find out that certainly there are lots of books written, and they're all very obtuse. And of course, Albert Pike will readily tell you that they deceive the Masons. They don't tell them the truth. In fact, they sort of look down upon the people at the lower levels of Masonry and tell you that the real secrets of Masonry are reserved only for the adepts and the princes of the order. Now, then what basically are they talking about? Well, basically what they're talking about is the fact that there are two gods. And there is one God who is the God of the Christian, the God who created the heaven and earth. But he is an inferior God, and there's a much more noble and righteous God, and that is Lucifer, who is the other son of the a supreme God, and of course he is the good God, because Lucifer doesn't have all these restrictions on you. He doesn't tell you, thou shalt not do this, or that, or the other thing. He doesn't necessarily tell you that thou shalt not kill, or commit adultery, or covet, or and basically the other God, Lucifer, gives you total freedom. And that is, of course, why the belief is, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. And unfortunately, that, of course, is Gnosticism. And until you understand, and if you read Albert Pike, he will eventually tell you, but very, very subtly, that the Masons are part of a Gnostic belief, and there's a continuity of these beliefs going back through the ages to the ancient mystery religions, and then to the Gnostics and the Knights Templar, and then to the Rosicrucians, and to the Illuminati, and into modern-day Masonry. And most people really do not understand that, and I don't really think that most Masons understand that. I've known a lot of Masons. Most of them are very nice people who join Masonry because they want to do good, and the Masons did do a great deal of good. They actually had the Shriners Hospitals, and certainly in another era, another time, why they did wonderful thing taking care of poor children who had certainly one or another physical disability. And of course, the Shriner Hospitals were really orthopedic hospitals, and they were actually designed to be able to reconstruct the shattered bodies of children who had very real disabilities, couldn't afford care, and they got the best possible care at the Shriners Hospitals. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it looks like we're going to be doing open lines this hour. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I don't know what's happened to our friend Ralph Epperson. I was hoping he'd be on with us tonight to be able to tell us about his reading of Albert Pike's books, because he's read certainly all the other books. Albert Pike wrote a number of books. The only one I've ever read, of course, was Morals and Dogma. But if you can read Morals and Dogma with the realization that what the secret of Masonry is that there really is a two gods. And, of course, is the God that gives you tremendous power and wealth and fame. And that, of course, is Lucifer. And he is the light bearer. He is what every Mason is seeking. Because basically, of course, there is tremendous power there. And you can actually tap into this supernatural power of the other dimension. And that is, of course, what the people at the other upper echelons of Masonry do. And we're talking not simply about the 33rd degree, because there are degrees above that. If you read the autobiography of Aleister Crowley, he will tell you he was a 33rd degree Mason for 12 years before he was invited to go into the upper degrees of Masonry. And that is, of course, where Satanism is practiced. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But certainly Masonry is simply one of many organizations today that are tied into the occult, are tied into the other dimensions. Certainly Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol, gets into this. But he's trying to make you believe, of course, that Masonry is wonderful and noble, and these people at the 33rd degree are holding on to secrets that are going to preserve our nation and preserve humanity. Whereas, of course, the truth of the matter is these people are into the other dimension, where, of course, they're communing with this supernatural power that drives the world. And of course, when you have to understand that this is very real, it's not imaginary, and you can only understand, of course, the building of the Great Pyramids and the Colossus of Rhodes and the temple to Diana and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and the building of the great library there in Alexandria. In all of these instances, they were tapping into these a supernatural power. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Jerusalem. and been to the there along the West Wall, and then if you can actually follow along behind the Wailing Wall, and you can actually follow it underground, and you'll see there pieces of blocks of stone, of limestone. I mean, they're 30 or 40 feet long and 15, 20 feet high, and I don't know how thick they are, but they would weigh literally hundreds of tons. And yet they were able to move those into place in perfect order to build that wall. These people were tapping into this supernatural power, and because that's how they've been able to, of course, to levitate things into place. There is this supernatural force that's out there. It is in the world, and of course it is a force of organized evil. It's the sort of thing that we're told to totally avoid in the Holy Scriptures. We are to avoid anything into the supernatural, whether it be fortune tellers, or diviners, or astrologers, or mediums, and we're specifically told to avoid this. Why? Because God knew men are fascinated by this access to power. But if you were to be subservient to God, you must not try to become a god yourself, because that is the message of Lucifer in the Garden of Eden. If you will eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you can be as God, and ye shall never die. And these people really believed, of course, that they would be reincarnated. They would keep coming back again and again until they were perfect, and then they would go to their just reward. But in the meantime, of course, they would be able to use this knowledge that they were able to obtain. And this is why, of course, the people who've tapped into this many times do have great knowledge, and they do have great wealth, and they do have great fame. But, of course, it's a terrible, terrible price to pay. Certainly J.P. Morgan, the great financier, was deeply involved in the occult. And J.P. Morgan was involved in astrology. He was said to be the richest man in America. And really, this was going really for 20 or 30 years. It was his family, the basis of the great bank today, J.P. Morgan and Associates. So, J.P. Morgan Chase, because basically the Rockefellers, because got tied into this whole thing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's very difficult for people to understand that Henry Ford is certainly a man we certainly honor. But Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. That's why he helped both the communists and the Nazis. He actually built a motor plant at Gorky in Russia to help the communists. He built, of course, Ford plants in Hitler's Germany to help the Nazis. People do not understand that these people are deeply involved in the occult, and this is where they get their great, great fortunes. Well, let's go to Paul, who's calling us from Galveston. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so it's up to you to give us a call. Hi, how are you doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm doing good. I talked to you a few minutes ago.
I know you did. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'm sorry that your guest didn't show up.
Well, what could we do for you? What would you like to talk about?
Well, you're speaking of Albert Pike. Galveston was the Wall Street of the South at one time. And I had watched Chris Santo's video of about the monuments.
Oh, you're talking about not the secret mysteries, but the riddles in stone.
There you go.
Okay, riddles in stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, right?
And so I couldn't go to Washington D.C., so I looked at Galveston. And it's covered in the occult of that same type of stuff. And if any of your listeners want to look it up, there is a plaque on the Masonic Lodge. It's called the Tucker Pike Council of Caduce here in Galveston. I spent quite a bit of time researching all this stuff. But of course, what you had said about it and all, led me in the right direction to research it.
Well, what did you find? I mean, I'm sure you found lots of it. Basically, you know, they hide their emblems in plain sight. They're there. But if somebody doesn't point them out, you never would know they were there. So I'm glad you looked it up. And have you ever written anything on this or made it available? People have to understand we are surrounded by these occult emblems every day. They're on the back of our dollar bill. They're certainly in our art. They're in our architecture. They're in our nation's capital. They permeate every aspect of our society, most federal buildings. You know, certainly have a cornerstone laid by the Masons.
Exactly. You know, I had looked into this, and there's even a Jewish Masonic lodge here. And it has the same type of stuff. One thing that surprised me is that in our church, there is the crown and cross. And right across the street, there's a Masonic lodge with the crown and cross in there. And I had gone to the cemetery and looked at the obelisk, and on the side there is a picture of a rose and cross, and I thought, well, that's a Christian symbol.
I mean, rose and a cross—that's a symbol. Rose, the rose and Christian, right?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of research on this, and you know, and when I got deep into this, it opened my eyes to where one more piece of the puzzle fits together.
Well, you know, when you first get started looking at this, you know, you're very, very skeptical. And then as you look into it more and more, you see more and more evidence of it, and you realize that these emblems are every place, and you're not imagining them. Have you ever read the book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall?
Yes, I have.
All right, fine. Then you know how he talks about, how he brags about, how they hide their emblems in plain sight.
In plain sight, exactly.
Let me get our telephone number out again. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, Dr. Stan, what got me started on this was I was at work one day, and there was a good Christian man that I worked with, and he was going, look this up. You know, I'm not nuts. And he goes, look up the word Pergamos. And I look up, you know, the word Pergamos or Pergamum in some Bibles, and as I was, you know, looking this up, I saw this thing about the Pergamum or Pergamos Museum in Berlin, Germany. And I thought, why, you know, in the Bible tells you this is Satan's throne. And as I started researching this, I started thinking, why in the world would people spend 20 years rebuilding Satan's throne? But they did. And their Messiah that they tried to bring in was, guess who? Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because he was simply a prototype of this world ruler, as was Christian Murthy, as certainly is Reverend Moon. There are all sorts of false Christs out there today. But of course, the real one, the real Antichrist, is, I think, alive and well today. If you read the writings of Benjamin Krem in his book and his magazine called Share, he will tell you that they are ready to bring the Antichrist onto the scene. It's just a matter of time when they're going to do it. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's why we're living in such exciting times, Paul. Hang on, we'll be back in just a minute, and we'll be glad to chat with you. Paul, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, you had...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I live maybe about 100 miles up in Santa Rosa, where they have, of course, in this beautiful redwood grove, they have this 40-foot owl, who is a symbol of Moloch, and, of course, this is a symbol of Satan. We actually have some of the books that were published by them. Nobody's supposed to have them other than members of the Bohemian Grove, but in the front of the book, they talk about how they revere the owl. Well, why would you want to revere a 40-foot cement owl? Well, because, of course, he is a symbol of their God. And even though I'm sure many people who go to the Bohemian Grove don't understand the significance of what they're seeing and of the ceremony there, some of the people do is they put on their robes with their hoods and they have their candles and their chants and this feigned human sacrifice. In fact, this is so very, very similar if you actually see the film of this, and we actually have it put together by our good friend Alex Jones. But then you see the movie that came out, and it was called Eyes Wide Shut, and with one of the other well-known actors, and basically you see the people there dressed exactly the same, and with their hoods and their robes and their candles, and of course the man who actually put that motion picture out died under mysterious circumstances before it was ever circulated. And basically the last thing they want is for the American people or people throughout the world to realize that there really are these secret groups and they do have these secret occult ceremonies all throughout the world. But I mean, the similarity between that a movie Eyes Wide Shut and the ceremony at the Bohemian Grove was shocking. Anything else you wanted to say there before we let you go?
I don't want to hog your time up, but if you have researchers out there in your listening field, look up Sam Walton, the University of Missouri Secret Society. You'll find it interesting.
All right, fine. Well, maybe you can tell us about that some other time, okay?
All right, Dr. Stan, hey. I'm going to hog the time up. Good night.
Good night. God bless. And let's go to Joe calling from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine.
That's good. Hey, I want to run this by you. I'm doing this big project, the Christian project, and it involves a lot of the information that you talk about. And I was doing research last week or so, I think a couple weeks ago, and I was looking through the Freemason stuff, and I found a couple of sources that said that Billy Graham was a Freemason.
I really can't comment on that. I've heard it, but I just don't know whether it's true or not.
I thought maybe you would know.
And then, of course, I mean, there are some Freemasons who really don't understand the occult foundation of it. We know that Charles Finney, who led the Second Great Awakening back in the 1830s, 1840s, was a Freemason. He eventually came out of it, renounced it, and wrote extensively about it. But, I mean, there are good people in Masonry who do not understand Masonry.
Yeah.
Whether Billy Graham is really a Mason, I can't comment.
I was thinking that my belief is not totally backed up on any foundation relative to this, but I'm leaning toward the thought that Freemasonry in its infancy wasn't what it became when I guess in its infancy, Albert Pike was the founder, right?
Well, no, basically, Freemasonry was founded, I think it was in 1711. And so, basically, Albert Pike was here 150 years later.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
basically,
there
you have to understand that down through the ages, why the Masons were a craft, and you had to be an apprentice in this, and there were secrets, and because they didn't want everybody to know, you know, all the basis of geometry and the other mathematics that went into building these magnificent cathedrals. But what few people understand is that all of this was tying into the mystery information, the secrets that came from these organizations. So basically then we graph modern day masonry, speculative masonry on the traditional masonry. But the traditional masonry was really, I believe, tied into this supernatural and was using this supernatural intelligence for this magnificent construction. And of course, I believe it because masonry has always been deeply involved in the occult from the very beginning. Hey, we've got Ralph Epperson on the line. We've got to get to Ralph.
Thank you.
But thanks very much. Hi. And let's go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I got to apologize to you and your listeners. It's funny, you know, I planned on all day. I knew it, but we just talked yesterday.
I know. So don't worry about it. We'll be back in just a moment with Ralph Epperson. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ralph Epperson. Ralph, I'm just glad we got you.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's funny, as I was saying, I knew about this all day long, and a little while I was working, and I said, you got something to eat before Dr. Stan. So I looked in the cupboard, and the cupboard was bare. And so I instinctively said, well, I got to go to the store. Well, I just got back from the store. I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, when you get older, I'm sure you're not there yet, but when you get older, your mind slips, and that's what happened. It's bizarre. You made a comment that the masonry was formed in 1717. The Masons in their own literature, Albert Pike especially, says that we are a continuation of the ancient religion.
I think you're absolutely right.
And I believe that's true. So they trace their history back to way back to the very earliest times. And I do that when I write about what, you know, read what they write, and I cite it because that's what exactly what they are. This is a conspiracy that's 6,000 years old, and the Masons are right in the middle of it. And your local Mason might not know that, but that's not what the Masons themselves say. And that's what I use as my source, and I believe you do as well. That's the crucial thing. We use Masonic sources to cite what we can find out about them.
Well, I think that really, of course, the thing is that most people look at Masonry as starting in 1717, but you're absolutely right. And, of course, this is a continuation of the ancient mysteries and secret societies and the philosophy, of course, that went into Greece and Plato and then, of course, into the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah is an important part, but they simply codify these ancient mysteries. And everybody wants to talk, oh, well, the Kabbalah is Jewish. No, it was the ancient mysteries superimposed upon the Jewish faith. And then, of course, we get into the Gnostics and the Templars and the Rosicrucians and bring us up to the modern-day times.
Yes, I agree with that, Dr. Stan. You asked me to discuss, or you wanted to discuss Albert Pike, and I'd be happy to do that. I don't know whether you had a chance to talk about this tonight or maybe even in the past, but let's briefly cover especially for the Mason who doesn't really know what the rituals and the symbols mean. Let's talk about that and what happens to him. And the Mason will know that what I'm telling you now is the truth. And the average citizen might not know this, but this is what the Mason goes through. He's not prepared for what he goes through in what they call the Blue Lodge. He walks in. Generally without explanation, but there's some very important things happen in the first 3 degrees. At the end of the first degree, or someplace towards the end of the first degree, he's taken by, I'm going to call him the vice president, the number two man, to the number one man. And the number one man asks the vice president, not the initiate, what is it you seek for this initiate, or this man? And he answers back, light, L-I-G-H-T, light, like a light bulb. That's all he says, light. There's no question or explanation. In the second degree, the vice president asks for further light. In the third degree, it's more light. Now, at the end, here's the key. At the end of the third degree, he is told that the light represents the true knowledge of deity. Now you say, wait a minute, I got the true knowledge of deity from the Bible or my synagogue or my pastor or my rabbi. No, you're going to get it in Masonry. So that the light represents the true knowledge of deity. Now, as you know, Dr. Stan, and I'm sure your listeners know, and for maybe some of your listeners don't know, but the Mason can stop at the third degree. He's through. If he wishes, he'll remain a Blue Lodge Mason for the rest of his life.
And they call that a master. That's a master Mason, right?
That's correct.
Right.
So he can go on if he wishes, or he can stay there. That's up to him. If he goes on, he's got 29 more degrees for a total of 32. 29 plus 3, obviously, is 32. Now, that he can go on. Or he can go into the Arkwright for 10 more degrees for a total of 13. I don't know much about the Arkwright. In fact, I believe they're incidental to the whole study of the Masonic Lodge, but they are available to the Mason. And many Masons go through both. Okay, now, 3 plus 29, so he's on his way. If he goes on, from 4 to 32. At the 19th degree, if he read the book Morals and Dogma, he'll read on page 321 that Lucifer is the light bearer. Is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Now notice what he's just done. He found out where the light comes from for the first time. The light comes from Lucifer. Well, who's Lucifer? Lucifer is the name of the devil in the Bible. So now, he learned that Lucifer is the light bearer. Is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Don't question this. This is true. Then, he is supposed to, in his own mind, connect the three things that happened. He asks for light, He was taught that light is the true knowledge of deity, and that Lucifer is the light bearer. And then he says, wait a minute, that means that Lucifer is the true knowledge of deity. You see? Now notice, they can't say that directly, and they never will. And Pike over and over again says, you've got to study and reflect and read. But he just learned that Lucifer is the true God, the true knowledge of deity. Now, wait a minute. You're a Jew or a rabbi or a Christian. You believe you already know the true knowledge of deity. You got it from the Bible, your pastor, your rabbi, or whatever, your priest. No, you didn't. You learned it inside the Masonic Lodge. Now, the biggest jump of all is at the 29th degree. Can we talk about that, Dr. Stan?
Sure, we can. But I think it's so important, and point that Ralph makes is when you complete the first 3 degrees, you're told that now you know the true knowledge of deity, and that because it has to do with the light. And so, you know, basically, they're not going to come right out and tell you that Lucifer is God, that they worship a different God, that this is a Gnostic religion. If they did, most of the people would leave. So you've got to figure this out yourself. And a lot of people never do figure it out. But those who are going to go up to be the real leaders of Masonry do come to understand that they worship a different God. And until people understand that there are two gods, one is the God of the Bible. The other is Lucifer. And, of course, the Mason puts the Lucifer onto a higher level than the God of the Bible. None of this makes sense. In fact, all of the things going on in the world today really don't make sense. So go right ahead, Ralph.
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to make this point very clear to you and your listeners. You know this, Dr. Stan, I'm sure, and most of your listeners do as well. What I just explained comes from their own rituals. I have read them word for word. They were written by Albert Pike in 1855 or 1555, I think it was. And they, as far as I can tell, are still being used nationwide. You can read these books yourself and read what I just said and confirm it. Now, there's one more thing before we go on to the 30th degree. Albert Pike says that the true meaning of these symbols is reserved for the adepts, and that you can only learn them upon reflection. And then he goes on to say that it's best left unanswered for the ignorant. So if you don't see the truth, the truth in the Masonic rituals, you are ignorant. That is exactly the word that Albert Pike used to describe those who don't see the secret. You're ignorant. Now, that's not very brotherly, Dr. Stan. And the Masons praise their brothers. If you don't see the secret, Albert Pike put it in writing that you're ignorant. I don't think that's what brothers should do but to their fellow brothers.
Well, but you see, they're not going to tell the average individual, and only the smarter ones are going to be able to put the 1, 2, 3 together and understand that they really are not worshiping the God of the Bible. They have, certainly here in the United States, an open Bible in every Masonic lodge.
That's right.
But the thing is, of course, that they are not worshiping the God of the Bible. That's what people don't understand. It is all to confuse, all to deceive, until you suddenly come up with the realization that the real power comes from the seething power of Lucifer, which you can hold in the palm of your hand once you've accomplished your goal. And, of course, that comes from the book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, incidentally available from Radio Liberty. Go ahead, right ahead.
And I want to point out one more thing. You're correct. They do you have an altar, and the Mason kneels before that altar, and there's a King James Version if he's a Christian. But there's one more thing that we got to discuss. On top of the open Bible is a square in the compass, which infers that the square in the compass is superior to the Bible. You understand? The Bible is secondary. It's the square and compass that you're pledging allegiance to and taking a vow about. It's not the Bible. And that's the way they illustrate. Now, once again, it's a symbol. They'll never, ever say that because then they're very proud. Yes, there's a Bible in the for the Christians, and there's an Old Testament for the Jews, and there's a Quran for the Muslims, wherever it is. But at least as far as I know, the Bible is, there's a square and compass on top. And so it's great. Now, let's go to the 30th degree, Mason. And those of you who are 30th degree or 32nd know that during the on your way to the 32nd, you stopped at the 30th degree. Now, let's talk about what happens in there. They're presented with three skulls, and each one is wearing some sort of thing around the top of its head. One is a laurel wreath. One is emblem of, it's a tiara, and the third is a crown. And they don't really explain it, but you can learn from other writings and explanations of the rituals that the laurel wreath represents the victory of Jacques de Molay, their great hero. And the tiara represents the Catholic Church. That's the emblem that the Pope wears as a sign that he's the leader of their religion. And the third thing is the crown, which represents the crown of government. So now you've got two symbols there, plus a victory symbol, but you've got a crown and a tiara. That's government and religion, especially Christian religion. And then you take your sword in your hand and vow to destroy tyranny. Now, tyranny is forced from the top down, like a government is tyrannical. But these Masons also believe that religion is tyranny. In other words, you will do what you're told to do inside the faith, and that's tyranny. You're not free to decide for yourself. But you know something? I read Rex Hutchins' book way back in about 1989, and Rex Hutchins went on to become a 33rd. His book replaced Morals and Dogma, so it's a very important book. And he points out in there that they oppose tyranny in all forms. But you know something? There's not one mention of a tyrannical government in that book. And look around you in America. We're becoming more tyrannical. And what are the Masons doing about it? Why are they silent? Because they want the tyranny of government. But you take a vow to destroy, really, the purpose is religion. And not only religion, but Christianity. Because it's the tiara. Not the cross, not the any other emblem. It's a tiara which represents the Catholic faith. And that, in those days, in 1850, etc., that's when the Pope was really the leader of the Christian world, worldwide. When they changed the calendar in 1500, the world believed what the Pope was saying, and that changed the calendar. So I'm saying that's what this is. So here's, in one sentence, a summary. The Mason takes a vow with a sword in his hand at the 30th degree to destroy religion, which is Christianity.
Well, now, I thought that wasn't there something in there about avenging Jacques de Molay?
Oh, yes. Well, that's part of it. But it's really Christianity. I'll tell you why. Why is it that we in America, in fact, worldwide, why do most societies punish murder? Where'd that come from? Why do they do that? Because of the commandment given to all men, thou shalt not murder. Why do most societies punish thievery? Because thou shalt not steal. I believe that morality, that those basic moralities are worldwide. I can't say with every case, but most societies that I know about punish murder and stealing. So you're taking a vow to destroy the source of the morality that teaches government to punish thievery and murder. And that's Christianity. I believe that Jesus taught all men to the morality at the beginning of the world. I can't say it was instinctive in man, because it's not, because it's open to debate, and of course the Masons don't believe in it. Now let's point out to you that the Masons admit that there's 14 or maybe 15 Masons, presidents, who have been Masons. And all of them, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, to my knowledge, went through the 30th degree. That means that all of those men who are Masons and president went through this ritual where they proclaimed the desire, the need, the vow to destroy Christianity. And I've written a book entitled Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. And it walks you through their own literature. I can't make this up. I dare not write my book without documentation. That means that 15 of our presidents have taken a vow to destroy Christianity. Not Judaism, not Buddhism, not Hinduism, not secular humanism, Christianity, period. One more comment. In that book written by Rex Hutchins, there's, and you've seen it, I'm sure, Dr. Stan probably even talked about it. There's, as they describe it, there's an aged man and his reflection. And you look at it, my gosh, that's what it is, reflection. It's a lake or water. And then when you look at it carefully, you see that it's not a reflection at all. It's a man, and then reversed, it's a demon. And one of the things that proves what I just said is true is that on the top picture, the aged man has a crown on his head representing authority, and above that is a cross on the crown. But when you reverse it, the cross is gone.
Well, now, wait a minute. How do you reverse it? I'm sorry.
It's a mirror image. That's what it says. It's a reflection. Mm-hmm. But it's not a reflection because the top picture is dramatically different. Everything's opposite in the bottom picture. You understand what I'm saying? A reflection is, in my mind, I got a picture of Spirit Lake up in volcano a couple of years ago in Oregon. When I was going across the lake, there in front of me is the bottom half, a duplicate of the mountain in the snow on top. But that's a reflection. But this is not a reflection. Notice the man on the top is wearing a crown, and the crown has a cross on top of it, which is the symbol of Christianity. But when you look at the bottom half, the cross is gone, which means they're going to be the ruling head without Christ, who taught us morality.
Now, basically, is that picture actually in Bridge to Light by Rex Hutchins?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to take that. I have a copy of it. I'll have to look at it.
Please do it. Flip it over. Make sure you look carefully. You'll notice the black on the top turns to white. The words change. The sash around his neck, the shirt that he's wearing, and the face. It's not a reflection. But notice this. Rex Hutchins does not explain it. He just says, on one side of the page, an aged man and his reflection. So that means that the Mason is to look at it and reflect and ponder and think and see what the thing really teaches. It teaches the world without Christianity. That's what this whole conspiracy is all about, Dr. Stan. As you know, I've been studying this thing for 40-some years of my life. I've read, in my opinion, all of the major books by the writers of the Masonic Lodge, and I know what I'm saying. My book is written called Masonry Conspiracy Against Christianity, and it proves, step by step, through their own rituals, that they're out to destroy Christianity, period.
Well,
because
I
believe it was Christ that created the universe and taught universal morality. And in the New World Order that they want, there'll be no morality.
Well, it's not simply by coincidence that it was the Masons on the United States Supreme Court who took God and prayer out of our schools. And people don't know that. They don't teach that. Nobody tells the public. But basically, the Masons control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. They control the United States Supreme Court. They took God and prayer out of our schools and out of our society. And that was because they worship a different God. And the fact that this fact has been so carefully suppressed in America is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. We'll be back in just a moment with Ralph to wrap up the program. Well, Ralph, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I just would like to urge your listeners, Dr. Stan, to...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there.